Chapter 46. The two rats, Sneezeworth and Louseworth, kept their weapons firmly centred on Midge and Tammo, suspicious of their every move. It was a stalemate that was lasting far into the night, with little hope of the two hares escaping. Eventually, the fire inside the canvas and brush shelter began to burn low. From beneath his heavy disguise, Midge Manycoats winked significantly at his friend. It was time to make their move. Tammo edged slowly around until he judged that Wrinkle the Ferret and his cronies, who were hovering outside, could not see him. Midge stood upright. Sneezeworth's spear point menaced him a fraction from his throat.
Sit down, ragbag, where do you think you're going?
Midge stood his ground, nodding at the guttering flames.
Need more wood for the fire, matey.
The rat considered Midge's request, then jabbed at his spear so that the prisoner fell back in a sitting position.
I'm not your matey, and you ain't going nowhere. Louseworth, keep an eye on him. I'll get the wood.
Once Sneezeworth was outside, Midge turned to his slow-witted partner.
You ain't afeard of us, are you, Booker?
A slow smile spread across the rat's dull features.
Scared? Why should I be scared of two rag-bottom beasts like yous? You're no bother at all to me.
Midge moved closer to him, chuckling in a friendly manner.
Of course we ain't. A dumb old vermin like me mate there and a poor one-eyed rat like me. Fat chance we'd ever get a fine, big, strapping beast like yourself, armed with a great spear like that and... But look it, your spear shaft cracked right there.
Louseworth lowered his head, following Midge's pointing paw.
Where? I don't see no crack.
Midge's other paw came swinging over, clutching a stone he had picked up from where he had been sitting. Whump! He hit Louseworth a hefty blow between the ears. The rat's body wobbled, and he staggered dazedly. Using the handle of his dirk, which he had kept well hidden beneath his cloak, Tammo sprang forward and dealt Louseworth a smart rap between the eyes. Midge caught the spear, lowering the senseless rat quietly down.
Quick, Tam, put that fire out and get the spear.
Tammo kicked earth over the embers. Then, grabbing the spear, he stood to one side of the entrance. Midge positioned himself on the other side, holding the fallen rat's cloak at the ready. Almost as they did, Sneezeworth ducked inside, carrying a few twigs.
Oi! 'Tain't half dark in here. What's going...